The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The Farmer's Almanac and the National Weather Service are predicting a snowy, cold winter. So this Thanksgiving weekend is a good time to get your shrubs ready. Our shrubs may be susceptible to winter damage this year because they're stressed from the dry summer and fall we've had. If the ground isn't frozen where you live, and you have well-drained soil, water thoroughly until the ground freezes. Don't overwater clay soils, though, or you may cause root rot. Evergreens are most susceptible to winter damage because they never go completely dormant. Alberta spruce, yews, junipers, and rhododendrons transpire water through their leaves and needles all winter. It often isn't the absolute cold that kills these plants, but the drying winter winds. We grow the broadleaf evergreen Pieris, or Mountain Andromeda, around our home. If I didn't protect these from winter winds, I'd have brown sticks come spring. To protect evergreens, drive stakes around the plants and wrap chicken wire and burlap around the stakes. Don't let the burlap touch the leaves, or it will wick away moisture and cause damage. You can also spray anti-desiccants, such as cloud cover, as long as the temperatures are above 40 degrees. Repeat spraying in midwinter during a thaw. This adds a protective waxy coating over the leaves to reduce desiccation. Protect all shrubs with a 3-inch thick layer of bark mulch applied now so roots won't heave during freeze-thaw cycles. Cover shrubs that might get crushed from snow falling off a roof with a wooden teepee. Protect blue hydrangea branches and roses by piling a 1 to 2 foot deep layer of bark mulch or wood chips over the plant crown. This will protect flower buds so the plants bloom sooner next summer. Prune out dead branches in the spring. And now for this week's tip. If your Christmas cactus isn't setting flower buds, place it in a room with 14 hours of complete darkness each night, but is brightly lit during the day. That should initiate flower bud formation. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about amaryllis. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.